At the Home Depot, we improve things. This holiday season, we've improved Black Friday. Instead of one day of crazy, we've lowered prices now, and they'll stay low all season. From decorations to dishwashers, wreaths to ratchet sets. So sleep in. You're not going to miss Black Friday. Not one little bit. Black Friday improved. The best prices of the year already here at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Is your insurance company forcing you to go back to work when your doctors say you can't? If this sounds familiar, look no further than my law firm. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors wrapped up preseason action by taking down the New Orleans Pelicans by a score of 134-119. The Raptors have concluded preseason. They are 4-1, the only loss being to the Utah Jazz, who they were up like 15 against before they stopped playing their important starters. So all around a pretty successful preseason, and this last game in which the Raptors did not take it seriously, and by that I mean they rested Serge Ibaka, Norman Powell was held out because he's still got a bit of an injury, Kawhi Leonard was rested, Jonas Valanciunas rested, Fred VanVleet rested, DeLon Wright has a bit of a thigh issue from that Montreal game, he got the night off, Danny Green got the night off, Kyle Lowry got the night off, so that's 8 of their top 11 players were out of this game, including almost the entire starting five outside of OG Anunoby, who probably would have gotten this game off had it not been for him being away for the team, unfortunately. And so they didn't take it seriously. They didn't even take a broadcast crew down there. Like, nobody even saw this game. You know, like, they even Jack and Matt got the DNP rest in preseason. You know, it's important. You don't want to stretch your guys on a back-to-back in preseason. The only way people saw this game were if you were one of, like, I'm not even kidding, there were less than 100 people in that arena that weren't the players or staff. Like, there was nobody in that place. The only way to watch it was if you saw it on an illegal stream, which basically ripped the Jumbotron feed. So as you can imagine, they were showing replays of pretty much every time the Pelicans scored, so you couldn't even see like a solid quarter of the action for the Raptors just because they were showing Pelicans highlights over it. And so that's the context in which I saw the game, and what I saw was the Toronto Raptors with scraps, right? I mean, outside of Pascal, OG, and CJ Miles off the bench, I'm talking scraps. They played scraps, and they beat the Pelicans, who played their full lineup. I mean, Nikola Mirotic, 25 minutes. Anthony Davis, 31 minutes, including some fourth-quarter minutes. Jrue Holiday, 29 minutes, also played in the fourth quarter. Alfred Payton, 26 minutes. Etuan Moore, 25. Julius Randle, 25. Darius Miller, 24. So that's their full rotation, basically. I mean, the Pelicans were desperate. They're coming off a back-to-back as well, but they're 0-5. They finished preseason winless, and they had just given up 140 points to the Heat last night. And so I think Elvin Gentry wanted this team to shape up, and they did not shape up, man. They got humbled by the Raptors, who scored 134 points on 53% shooting, hit 14 threes, had 27 assists, this is largely what you're going to see in the 905, so a hilarious performance, and really an uplifting one. I think it's going to give a lot of players confidence. I'm just going to go through, player by player. Usually I wouldn't do this, but honestly, like, most of the people didn't even see this game at all, so I figure I might as well try to describe what went on. Pascal Siakam, by far the most impressive player for the Raptors tonight. 21 points in 28 minutes, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals, 8 of 12 from the free throw line. At one point, at halftime, entering halftime, he had 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists at halftime. He cooled off in the second half. He wasn't nearly as aggressive, but there was a stretch there in the second quarter, and even, I guess, the first quarter, because he really seemed intent to make a point going up against Anthony Davis, where, despite the fact that Davis blocked him on sort of back-to-back possession, Siakam just kept going at him and ended up scoring on Davis, like, one-on-one a couple times. But for the most part, man, Siakam against mismatches. Like Drew Holiday got switched onto him. He drove hard into the paint, spun, into the middle, got a little 10-foot jumper off. Like, man, Siakam was really impressive and just tenacious, really, is the word. Because, man, the second quarter there, he got to the free throw line at least 6 or 7 times in that quarter alone, just off driving hard to the basket, beating guys like Julius Randle. I mean, he just beat the brakes off Julius Randle tonight. And Siakam was phenomenal. So, full marks to Siakam for his performance tonight. OG Anunoby, pretty solid, 15 points on 6 of 11 shooting with 3 triples in 23 minutes. Again, he got the start. Didn't get to play as many minutes as he did against the Nets on Tuesday night, but still a solid performance from him. Got his offense obviously largely through catch and shoot threes. I thought, he was aggressive. Him taking 7 threes in 23 minutes is a great sign, I think. All of them pretty good shots, including one where he had a really wicked jab step that basically created a wide open shot for him. Now, he missed, but still, I like the thought and I like the aggression. And also, a transition dunk, pretty impressive, I would say. It's a good sign that his athleticism is there. And also, he had one play where he was going up against Julius Randle again and took Randle to the basket and then spun right when Randle was there, and his spin kind of like eluded the shot fake and he laid it in. It's stuff that you just didn't see from OG last year, that move specifically, and so it's encouraging. And I still think he's going to be the fifth option. I still think his off the dribble game is not great, especially when he's trying to pull up, but on the whole, man, you can't be disappointed by OG. And he looks sharp, despite the fact that he's only played 2. Greg Monroe, not the greatest game for Monroe. I would say he was probably the most disappointing part of this entire performance. The stat line's okay. I mean, 8 points and 4 rebounds in 22 minutes on 4 of 9 shooting. It's not great. It's not terrible. But it was just defensively, man. I mean, like, Anthony Davis was just like, it's AD. Okay, so he's going to score. But still, AD was just having his way with him. I mean, just toying with him. It was, like, basically what I imagine Jimmy Butler versus Karl Anthony Towns in practice to have looked like. Like, he, in this case, Monroe, would be Cat. I think we all knew that he was a defensive liability. And obviously, that's a big issue at the center spot. But, man, he's... It hasn't been a great preseason for Monroe, and I'm not surprised that he didn't play much against the Nets. And even today, I didn't think he deserved to play that much, and he didn't play that many minutes. So, it is what it is, man. Monroe, he obviously can do some stuff offensively, had a really nice pass at one point, but just, like, you got to defend. Like, what are you doing? You're a big man, you have to defend. And he didn't do that tonight. Jordan Lloyd, 12 points, 26 minutes, 4 of 9 shooting, with a 3-pointer that actually was part of a 4-point play. I kind of like Lloyd just because I think he can do a little bit of everything on offense, but for the most part, I'm not quite sure what his role is. I think he has good size to defend, ones and twos at least, and I don't know, there's just something in his game, but it's very unrefined right now, and I think that he kind of needs to settle into a specific role because it's hard to just be a, do-everything type of player as a fringe NBA player. You kind of want to specialize and get good at something, but no real complaints with Jordan Lloyd. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird that he only has one L in his last name. And then to round out the starters, Lorenzo Brown, 4 of 10 shooting with a 3, 4 assists in 9 points in 25 minutes. Didn't really think too much of it. I think the big difference this year with Lorenzo is that he's being much more aggressive in trying to look for a shot. I mean, he's attacking off the dribble a lot and trying to go at people that way, and it's working for him. He's getting good separation, but I just don't think he necessarily has a scoring touch to do that. But it's a big difference from last year, where I swear he spent like 4 games in a row not even shooting the basketball. So, I guess that's growth, kind of. I don't know. Moving over to the bench, Malachi Richardson, 21 points off the bench in 27 minutes. I didn't mention him in my 10 things recap because I kind of ran out of points, but he was impressive. He reminds me a lot of Terrence Ross. I said a lot of this in Summer League. But yeah, this guy, you know, he clearly has the ability to score and he can be very opportunistic. Like, he got 9 threes in 27 minutes today, which is a really good number. And he can definitely score. It's just that he's very inconsistent and he's not very physical. He drives to the rim a little bit more than Terrence does, which is nice. But I mean, that's not exactly a standard of excellence of how willing Terrence Ross was to drive to the basket. But still, you know, no real complaints against Malachi Richardson. I think, you know, he's a useful player. And I think, you know, he could probably find his way as a microwave scorer in this league if he continues to refine his jumper, man. He could be like a Gerald Green type minus the athleticism, which is admittedly not a great player, but still, Gerald Green's been in the league for like a decade. I mean, remember when he was like dunking on the Raptors in garbage time when he had 4.5 fingers, and that was like 11 years ago. So he's still in the league and he's playing on a contender. So, you know, there's a path there for him. Eric Moreland also got extended minutes tonight. I really liked what I saw from him. 12 and 12 off the bench with 3 assists, 6 of 8 shooting, 25 minutes, plus 15. I just like the fact that he's a physical presence, man. I really like that he can secure the glass. He's a big body for sure. And he kind of has some surprising offensive touch. Like, he's definitely limited, but he's not like... who did the Raptors have last year? Siobhan Thompson. I don't know if you guys watch a lot of 905 games or read a lot of Blake's 905 recaps, but Siobhan Thompson was like also a guy who was big body, but like Siobhan didn't really have like the extra athleticism that Eric Moreland has, and he didn't really have the scoring touch that Moreland has. So I don't know. I'm happy with that kind of performance. I mean, if you're just gonna come down to who's gonna get the 15th spot, or that last two way deal, I mean, I'd probably lean Moreland over a guy like Boucher, which, like, you know, Boucher, 6 minutes tonight, hit a three with 3 blocks. You know, like, that's impressive, you know, production in very limited minutes. And unfortunately, he kind of banged his head and came out of the game. I hope he's okay. But I mean, like, you don't really know what you're going to get with Boucher. Whereas with Moreland, you just know he's going to come in, he's going to rebound, and he's going to stabilize the game a little bit. And I kind of like that for a 15th man a little bit more than, you know, the kind of randomness that Boucher can introduce. But yeah, Moreland was solid, man. I was impressed by him. Kay Felder off the bench, 26 minutes, 7 of 11 from the field, which I was a little bit surprised by because he did airball 2 threes and it looked like he was having a bad game. But honestly, he really turned it on, especially in the second half. Him versus Jarrett Jack and his very blazing appearance. He kind of took it to him, man. I can't believe the Raptors started Jarrett Jack for so long. Obviously, Jarrett Jack is like a decade older now, but it's just amazing to me that he used to start, and now Kay Felder is taking it to him. But yeah, I mean, seriously, good job by Kay Felder. 15 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. He's lightning quick. Obviously, he's very short, and he's like Kevin Hart short, and so like it's a real issue for him. But he's a very smart decision maker, and again, the quickness is very useful. Like, he's going to be a very good player for the 905 if that's what he decides to do this season. And you know, I was pretty pleased with his performance today, man. He makes good decisions out there. Like, he runs the game well as a point guard. I mean, he's like a little bit more reined in version of Eric Bledsoe without the athleticism and dunking. So like, obviously not a great player that's consistently useful at the NBA level, but you know, still a good showing tonight for sure. And he definitely has talent and promise. So, you know, and you can't help but cheer for those small scrappy dudes. And then to round out the rest, Boucher already talked about. Hopefully he's okay. He did bang his head a little bit on a scary collision where AD had fallen over. He was playing in the fourth quarter, which doesn't make any sense to me. Like, the reason he was playing the fourth quarter, I think he really only planned to play the first three, but Mirotić kind of caught an elbow to the nose and he needed some time to, like, you know, stem the bleeding. And so Gentry put Anthony Davis back in the game instead of just emptying the bench, which, like, what are you doing? And then Anthony Davis gets involved in this scary play where he's falling over on the floor and Boucher kind of lands on him, and Boucher gets the worst of it by hitting his head. But man, I mean, like, can you imagine if Davis got injured in the fourth quarter of the fifth preseason game? Like, yeah, I don't know. The Pelicans looked kind of desperate to me. Adele came in, you know, he was all right. Didn't really watch too much of it because I was writing the 10 things at that point. And then Collinsworth played most of the fourth quarter and got a rebound and a steal. Didn't do much, but you know, didn't do much harm either. So that does it. for what the Raptors did tonight in terms of your three stars. Number one, Pascal Siakam, 21 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals. Dominant performance. Second best player in this game outside of Anthony Davis, of course. Second star, I'm going to give it to... Oh, and CJ Miles, by the way. Yeah, CJ Miles came off the bench, scored 14 points in 11 minutes, turned the game in the second quarter, gave the Raptors the lead. Didn't really play much after that. Good showing from him. And he had a dunk, too. I'm very excited when CJ Miles dunks. But yeah, I mean, first star, give it to Pascal. Second star, I'm going to give it to Kay Felder tonight. 15 points and 6 assists. I just thought he ran the team well. And then the third star, you can kind of toss it up. Either Moreland or Malachi Richardson can get it. But I'm going to give it to Richardson just because I kind of shorted him in the 10 things column. So he gets the 21 points, 8 of 15 shooting, 4 threes off the bench. So that's that for the Raptors. And then in terms of the other side, the Gerald Henderson Award, I don't even have a good candidate here. Like, you know, like the guys who you thought were going to be good were good. Like AD had 36, Mirotić had 15, which is about an average game for him. He started out really cold, but he caught on fire a little bit. Jrue Holiday had a solid 14 points and, you know, solid defense, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 steals. And then Randall had 20 points, you know, and 11 rebounds off the bench. But I mean, outside of that, I don't really know who you would even categorize because everyone else is kind of trash. So, you know, I'm not, I guess I'll give it to Frank Jackson because he hit a couple threes in the fourth quarter there and it looked like the Raptors might actually lose this game or at least relinquish the lead, but they did not. Nick Nurse called a good timeout to settle the team and they delivered the victory. Again, the Raptors without 8 of their top 10 players still dropped 134 points on the Pelicans to finish preseason 4-1. It was a fun run for the Raptors in preseason, and hopefully they can carry it over to the regular season. They're still not firing on all cylinders by any means, but you know, if this is not firing on all cylinders, like, it's a pretty good team. So anyway, thanks to everyone for listening. Again, if you didn't watch this game, which, you know, chances are you didn't because you literally couldn't, you know, yeah, check out the 10 things recap. I mean, to be honest, the 10 things recap, very redundant with the podcast. People might just actually like to hear when they like to read, but whatever. To everyone consuming the content, thank you very much, and I'll see you when the regular season starts.
The available AKG 36 speaker sound system in the Cadillac Escalade provides 360 degree sound, so you hear studio sound on the road. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade, never stop arriving. The in-dash OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say, we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade, never stop arriving.